We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, and we have Shem, this year we're going to go till a third of the way down Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, new Mishnah on Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Hamar v'chavos mimokim lemokim v'shavro. If someone is a porter and he's transporting a chavos from one place to another place, v'shavro, and it breaks. Bein shem mechinam, bein shem esocha yeshava. Sayah shem mechinam and sayah shem esocha could swear that he's tripped and he's potter. Vice dois, that somehow tripping is a oinus and a shem esocha is part of an oinus. So he swears it was oinus and he's potter. Rabbi Eliezer Emer, zev zeh yeshava, which means I used to have a Kabbalah. I also heard from a mayor that they both swear, both Hashem Mechidim and Hashem Esachah, but to me, and I don't understand why. How could they make a shua? How could they be part of a shua? We'll see in the Gemara exactly why that's what Rabbi Eliezer doesn't like about Rameh's Pesach. The Gemara brings down a brisa now that elaborates on some machlokes, brings down another man the Yama. Tana Rabbana, Ma v'chavos l'chaveiroi mimokim l'mokim. Someone is transporting, a porter is transporting a chavos, a barrel from one place to another place. Basically, this guy's a mover. V'shavra, and it broke. So halacha is, bein shem mechinam, saif is doing for free, for favor, bein shem esachar, saif is getting paid for it, yeshava, he swears that he tripped, and it broke, and he's potter. The Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Eimer, shem mechinam yeshava, Hashem mechinam swears that he was not peshaya. No, he says, esachar yeshalim. Hashem esachar pays. So it sounds like, Rav Meir will hold, it's like an oinus, and therefore, saif, shem mechinam, shem esachar, potter from oinus. So they swear this would happen, they're potter. Rav Yehuda holds that it's like Geneva Va'aveda, same level as Geneva Va'aveda. And therefore, the Shem Echinom swears that he was not Peshaya, he was not negligent, and he's Pater. And he says Sachar, which is the Shem Sachar, has to pay, because he pays Geneva Va'aveda. Rav Eliezer Omer, Zev Zeh Yeshava, but to me, Ani, Im Yechayim Zev Zeh Yeshava. And I'm Tamu, if it can make a Shavua. I also heard that, and we'll see, the Gemara will tell you Pshat and Rav Eliezer coming up. I just want to speak out here, Tosfos. Tosfos has a Kasha. The if you hold that it's not a psia, it's a gnev of avedo, maybe it's a inis, but don't we have a halacha that odom muad loilam, that someone who damages something, a person damages something, is chayv no matter what, even by inis, odom muad loilam, by inis beratzen. So why isn't he chayv out odom mazik? So there's two truths in the Rishonim. One teretz in Rishonim is that odom mazik is only when you go ahead and mazik something. Here you have permission to carry it. So once you have permission to carry it, you go into the parasha of Shomrim and you added a parasha of Mazik. But Tosfos over here has a different territory, which is a big chiddush. He says that the Adam Mu'ud Loilam is only by a case where it's like a negligent type of oinus. But if it's a real oinus, it's like similar to Geneva, he says in such a case, you will be Potter Ayin Tosfos, but we'll go with Ikar Olav Shomrim Shat, that anytime you have permission, there's no Adam Mazik. Malkapon and Fagamar, the Gabi Shomer, was saying there's three way Machlaikis. Rameya says you can swear your potter. Ruda says depends. Shem Echinam is potter. Shem Zach is chayim. Ramelez says everyone's chayim. So the Gemara says, let's go Rameya first. Lemaim, Rosav Rameya, Niskalaf Meshehu. It must be Rameya holds that Niskal's not Meshehu. Like Rashi points out in the second point, he says, what do you mean here when Shem Zach is potter? So obviously, you're learning that it's a oinus. So of course, it's not a peshaya. It's for sure not a peshaya, because we're saying Shem Echinam is potter, and Hashem Esach is even potter, so it's not a peshaya. But Tanya, the problem is that we have a brisa that we learned up, that Rav Meir holds it is peshaya, that in this case, tripping is called negligent. But Tanya, the brisa, Nishpura Kadoi, someone of trips, and his kad breaks, Vloy Silka, he did not remove it, or Nafla Gamalai Lahimida, or his camel fell and he didn't pick it up. So there's sugi there. There's two chiyuvim that we're handling there. First of all, when he fell, he hurt someone, and someone spritched on someone's clothing and ruined it. And number two, someone tripped on it afterwards. So Rav Meir is mechayev behezek, and yechayev in the hezek, and v'chamam and potter, chamam hold that your potter, chamam hold your potter from hezek, potter not mechayev din yeshemayim. That's what chamam hold. But Rav Meir holds yechayev. Why? Because the kaim law, the niskal peshaya pligu. Rav Meir holds you're a peshaya, and therefore yechayev. That explains the hezek that happens with shas when you're falling. The machlekes, what happens afterwards, is different machlekes. If there's a bar, you mafker bar v'shirabim, is it a bar or not? Ayin sham in the Gemara and Perek Hamaniach. But like upon him, what do you see? That Rav Meir is a chayev. They hold niskal peshaya. It's a stira. This Rav Meir. Here Rav Meir is saying tripping is oinus, and in Baba Kama was saying tripping is a peshaya. Amar Rav Elazar Tavra, which means a stira taka, mitzvah shana zu lo shana zu. This Rameir is a steer to other Rameir. Rameir of our Mishnah sounds like it's an oinus, and the Rameir of the Abraisa sounds like it's a Pshia, and it's Taka, a stira between those two, and whoever brought in that Rameir didn't hold the other Rameir. So that's what we're saying, Pshar Rameir. It's like oinus. But also Rabbi Hu, now let's explain the Abraisa further. Why? Each one like they're a din. Like Rashi speaks out, Rabbi Yehuda agrees it's not a Pesheya, but it is, like an Eva Veda. Because Rabbi Yehuda is not an oinus. It's like the same level as Gneva. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? The also Rabbi Yehuda Lameimar in Gemara Karameya. I have a Messiah also like Rameyer. They both can make a Shavua. And he's asked three different questions. Bishlom of Shem Mechinim Mishtaba Le Poshava. I understand maybe Shem Mechinim, he swings no Pashia. El Shem Esacha, my Mishtaba, Ke Le Poshanami, even if there's no Pashia, Shlumiyabai has to pay. So, first of all, he argues in the whole premise that it's an oinus. It's definitely not an oinus. Maybe it's not a peshe, it's not an oinus. And he says, Vafil Shem Mechinim, Nami, even Shem Mechinim, which you are considering not a peshe, the same level as Geneva, Hot Tanech Makam Madron. That's only if it's a hill. There I can declare it's a Geneva. Shloim Makam Madron, but it's not by a hilly place. Mi Motzi Meshtav Le Pasha. It's not a hilly place. How in the world did he fall? About that, it's a Pashia. That's question number two. And question number two, three is, Bafil Makam Madron, even when it's hilly, and you can tie in it, maybe it's a Oinis, or at least according to Rabbi Eliezer, understanding it's at least a Geneva, and that's why Shem Chim Shri Potter. That's only this whole heter that you could be potter with a shua, you don't have a raya. But this happened in Shravim. You have easily could get Edom. Of a hechad ikar raya, nesi raya of a niftar, bring Edom to be potter. Because it's a isi ben Yehuda's shita. The Tanya isi ben Yehuda Eimer. Ein raya. The pasuk says, when do you make a shua? By ein raya. That's lashon of pasuk. Shua is Hashem. It says the pasuk before that. Yidin isha re'eu chamar ashar sev chob hema lishma meza nishba nishba. Ein roya shvua Hashem tia ben shneim. When do you make a shvua when there's no roya? Ein roya shvua Hashem tia ben shneim. Hod yes roya, you have a rav yifter. If there's people around, then you have to bring edim to be potter. So these are the three tainus Rav Leza says around Meir. Number one, the thing is not an oinus. At most, it's a pesheya. So why is a shem sachar potter? I don't understand. That's question number one. Question number two is even shem mechinam. The only time you get taina that it's not a pesheya is only when it's a hill. If it's walking on a straight road, you trip on your own 2 feet, that is a pshia in my book. That's what Blazer says. And number three, he says, we have Issa ben Yehuda. It says, when people are around, you need a shvur doesn't help, you need them. So Rashi explains that Rameir argues. Rameir says, no, it's an oinus, first of all. Oinus, no matter what. And therefore, argue on the first two questions. That's what Shem Sachar Sapata. And I don't hold of Issa ben Yehuda. So therefore, I don't hold of you. That is one way to learn this Braisa and with the stira to Rameir's. So Rabbi Chiya Bava comes and he'll answer the stira and the two Rav Meir's. Rabbi Chiya Bava Rabbi Yechlan says, you're right that Rav Meir holds Niskal Pesheya. That's what we have in Parak Hamaniach in Bava Kama, that it's called Pesheya. I over here, why you potter with a Shvua? So Rabbi Chiya Bava Rabbi Yechlan, Shvua is with the Konos Chachami. It's a Tekono of the Chachamim. Why? Shemiya Ta'im Mekim. We don't say this. Incha Odom Mav Chavas Chaveri Mokim Lomokim. So there's no way a guy will be ever going to the porter business, to the moving business. He's always responsible. He can't be like that. And therefore, we want to have the moving business going. We want people to move chavis. It's more the transportation business. We need to have his business for the economy to run. And therefore, we made the corner. There's no taina on someone tripping. So what is the shvu he makes? Heichim mishtav. What is the shvu that he makes? Because says he part of the shvu. What's the shvu? Amarava shvu shloi bekavana shvartia. The shvu is they didn't do bekavana. It was a mistake. I tripped by mistake. And that's all. And therefore, we can't chayv you. Even though tripping is a pshia, we can't chayv it's a pshia because you're not going to have any people want to do transportation. Whatever you say. But also, we read the Lameimar, Shoy Mechinim Yishava, Noise Yisachu Yisholim, Haikadina Vaikadina. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he holds that it's Medina. He holds Niska is not a pshia, but it's like a Gneva Vaveda. And therefore, Shoy Mechinim is Potter. He doesn't hold the Kohen Schamim. He holds that this is Medina. So Shem Echinam is potter because it's not a pshia. He makes a shvua. It's like the same level as Gneva. But Shem Esach is chayiv because haikadina vaikadina, he's chayiv agneva veda. The also Rabbi Loza lemeimar, Rabbi Loza comes and says, in Gemara Karameir, I talk about Kabbalah Karameir, they're both part of a shvua. But I'm to more on that. Because he says, I understand that because I can hold like Rabbi Yehuda then this glav pesheya. El Shem Esacha, my mishtab. But why is Shem Esacha swearing? He didn't hold the Karnas Chacham. This is why is Shem Esacha being potter? Kiloi pasha nami by Yishlumi. If there's no pshia, has to pay. Vafilu Shem Mechirim Nami. Even Shem Mechirim Nami. That I will be masking to you. that it's not a pshia, but hotenech makim madron. That's only when it's hill, when it's down a hill. There, I agree, it's not a pshia. Shloy makim madron mi matz v'shtaba. But shloy makim madron, how could you make a shvur? Shloy pasha. There, you tripped on your own 2 feet. Of course, you're a pshia. But I feel makim madron now mi hotenech hechad like a raya. That's when there's no raya, there's no one around. But hechadik a raya. But when there's people around, nasi raya v'yifta. Bring a raya, and you'll be part of the Tanya, Yisrael Yehuda Omer, Yisrael holds, that the only time you can use a shvua to pat yourself as a shomer, only when you have no one around. Omer, ain't raya, shvua shem yishnayim, hayesh raya, if there's people seeing, you have a raya v'yifter. You have to bring a raya v'yifter. Therefore, these are the same three tainas that you had before, and Rav Meir argues, Rav Meir says, that echai v'shvua is the kanz chum, and I don't hold of Yisrael Ben Yehuda. And therefore, the halacha is that you can pat yourself. Those are three shittas. We have Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and the Chachamim, and Rav Eliezer. Rav Meir holds both of them are potter, and we said to pshatim either because he holds it's ha'oinis or because he holds the Kanz Chachamim. Rav Yehuda holds it's the same level as Gnevei Aveda, and therefore Shem Echinim is potter, Shem Sachas Chayim. Rav Eliezer holds like Rav Yehuda, and he has three kashas on Rav Meir, where there's a problem that no way a Shem Echinim should be potter if it's straight. Shem Sachas should not be potter in any case, and anyway, we should bring Eidim, because we have the Lacha of Isi Ben Yehuda.